I truly feel everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a reason to be alive. Whether it's a good time or a bad time, I feel like everybody has a purpose. Dallastown Area High School, a place for drama. Straight up drama. I was a former student of Dallastown Area High School. I am no longer. Dallastown says there are no place for hate. I call BS. Dallastown isn't what it's all said and cracked up to be. Administration at Dallastown is horrible. The teachers, not all of them, just a lot of them. There are a few good still there. I personally hate half of the staff at Dallastown. There were a few teachers I actually enjoyed having their classes. But there is just so much hate and so much controversial issues. The reason I'm posting this is for that exact reason. Their motto, no place for hate, is BS. Not trying to be racist, but Dallastown started a black union. Why? Nobody has a clue. Personally, I don't think it was a good idea. Personally, I think it was the worst thing ever. And personally, I'm so glad to be out of that school. I despised and hated every day to go in there. Because people think there's something. And all these freshmen came in and tried to take senior positions. If that makes sense. They thought they could walk over seniors, juniors, sophomores, and they couldn't. I am the kid who doesn't hide in the back. I'm the kid who doesn't hide from drama. I'm the kid who takes on the fight. I'm the kid who isn't afraid to stand up for himself. I'm the kid who doesn't play by the rules. I'm not a fighter in school. I'm a fighter outside. I had great relationships with the teachers I liked. Because the reason I enjoyed their classes was because there was no favoritism. There was no, oh, I like this kid better because of something. Every school happens to be this way. Every reason I hate that school is a valid one. And I plan to tag hashtag Dallastown Area School District in this video. Because I don't like what they stand for. Like I said, they started a black union. They say there's no place for hate. But here's the thing. Everybody heard about this. A kid got slammed in the hallway from a joke. The kid could have died. But here's the thing. Dallas Town tried to shut it down as soon as they figured it would get out. And now that kid who slammed the other has to deal with that for the rest of his life. There was an incident that went viral. A kid by the name of Gabe Hall. It was a Twitter sensation. He said one word that made it viral. The N-word. Why is it that one word that triggers everyone? There's a bunch of other racist words, but nobody is bothered by them. Here's the thing. It's racial bigotry. It's complete and total trash. We, as the people of a high school community, have to deal with that. We as the people have to go through all the problems because I was a witness to see something like that and I get called in to per se give a testimony as to what happened. Why am I getting brought in to something per se? I have the video of him saying it. I have the video of the kid getting slammed. I have so many other videos that could shut so much of administration down. Dallas Town is a falling community because nobody knows how to work together. You have your cliques, you have your friends, you have your family. Your cliques are your different groups of people, your friends are people you associate with every day. But your family are the ones who can stand by you no matter what. And I know when I was in that school, I had a huge family supporting me. Here's the thing. Dallas Town isn't what it's cut out to be. So many of you guys who watch this podcast are going to say, what's Dallas Town? Dallas Town Area High School, Pennsylvania, zip code 17313. They say they're the best. It's false. Dallas Town isn't. Dallas Town has so many secrets hidden within their walls, they don't know what is even going on. They were trying to get turned people in for drooling in the bathroom. Okay, I get why, but the problems they're causing is getting to turn people on each other when we should be standing as one. Yeah, I get you're supposed to respect the teacher and administration, but that's false. Because they say, you show me respect, I'll show you it. That's bull. I did so much for that school. And the little respect I got was slim to none. Here's the thing. Dallastown isn't the greatest school in the country. The poorest, probably. I feel we should be fighting more than what we are, and we're not. That's the problem. Not physically fighting. There's enough of that going on. The schools and themselves are the problem. Take Red Lion for example. Red Lion School District doesn't seem like it's a problem to get to the high school. It seems like there's a lot of bullying going on, which is what led up to all the shootings over the time in that school. Because here's the thing. Bully picks on somebody. Somebody who might have a mental illness, a depression, stuff like that. That kid's gonna snap. And he's gonna do something he's gonna regret. But it's because that one kid that several people will lose their lives. That's the thing. Because of one person's actions, it affects everyone. And when I say everyone, I do mean everyone. Say, out of 2,000 kids, 70 get shot, and the rest survive. That's not everybody, but you gotta think of those 70 kids' families who have to deal with the loss. We truly need to put a stop to all the bullying and put the real meaning in no place for hate is the true meaning we need to make it. We need to be the generation that puts that meaning into perspective. We need to stand together and actually bring it to a thing. Don't pick on someone because they're different. You should not do that. Because you don't know what their home life is. You don't know what their mental illnesses could be. Just because some kid has a mental illness and he's, per se, the word nobody likes to say, a retard, but you picked on him. He could snap and you could become the first victim that he decides to hit. We need to stand as one. We need to be one community. We should not be hating each other for differences. We should have hate for each other because something of somebody did to another. When I say that, I mean, oh, he hit me first, so I'm gonna fight back right here, not go home and get daddy's gun. I'm not saying fighting is okay, but I'm saying it's better than taking countless lives. So many schools have been affected by this. Look at Florida, look at Texas. So many schools. That's why we need to make a change. And that's what I'm hoping these videos can do. Make a change. So I'm hoping you take everything I've said and put into consideration and make a difference in your school, your community, and help somebody who can't help themselves. Till the next time, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.